Next for the Wildcats is a real test, the White House Wildcats on the road. Despite the loss of quarterback Pat Mahomes, now at Texas Tech, and some of his key receivers, White House has apparently successfully reloaded. They are 2-0 with impressive wins over Texas High and Chapel Hill. Wildcats football coach Greg Owens commented on White House on the Saturday morning coaches show on KSST's Channel 18 on Suddenlink Cable.
When you get accustomed to winning and winning, playing deep in the playoffs and that stuff, that usually has a carryover effect to your other players. And so the expectations they have on themselves are pretty high. So, you know, here's White House. They think they're depleted. Next thing you know, they're making another run. This next group of players for them just kind of steps in. So they've got some talent. I saw them early. I'll be honest with you. I saw them early in the Gilmer tournament. I didn't think much of them in the 7-on-7 this summer. Mm-hmm. And as it went, they were struggling. I mean, they were struggling to get a first down. Kids couldn't catch it. Quarterback was not on. And then, lo and behold, the end of the summer, they play for the 7-on-7 state championship in 4A. Mm-hmm. Which was still 4A then, and they lost. But they were in the finals of that. And so they've got some kids. They're figuring it out. They got a big – the Dunning kid we know that's going A&M at safety. He's got a brother at running back. I don't think we saw him last year. He was injured also. He got beat up a little bit. But our scout said he's a good-looking runner. He's a big kid. He comes downhill. So we got our hands full. They got a running attack with him, and they can throw and catch the ball. So they're pretty balanced again on offense. And I don't know what this – pretty much as much the gunslinger as Pat was, and, you know, scrambling. I haven't seen the kid on video enough yet to determine that. I hadn't seen him at all on video, actually. But they know what they're doing. I mean, they went and beat Texas High. Turn around this week, a very athletic Chapel Hill team that's regrouping. They lost all their kids, and they're coming back. So they had a shootout with them over the Tyler Rose Classic last night, too. So, again, their confidence. It's always a heck of a game when we play them. I don't care if it's – you know, ninth grade B to whatever, to varsity. I mean, it's a shootout, it seems like, every time with them, and it's always a tough place for us to go over there and play.
As we were examining last week why Sulphur Springs and Sherman turned into such a rivalry, one of the things was it's a team we play quite a bit.
When the teams have success and they're relevant, there's something to them. They're making deep playoff runs. You're playing for district championships. Go back to Sherman. Coach Kenny got there, got things rolling. The rivalry back and forth. Had some close games, had some blowouts. We had some close games. We're playing for a district champ. We've shared a district championship with them. Those things all of a sudden just create that natural rivalry. And it's been the same way in White House. When Randy got there, McFarland, he started putting things together. And, I mean, kind of put them on the right path. And they became very relevant. And getting some really good players over there, became some very good battles with us, and they're making playoff runs. They got kids going to college. So next thing you know, those natural rivalries just happen because of the success of teams, and kids know each other, and they're playing each other in baseball, and that stuff kind of happens. So when it's almost a coin toss, anybody can win it, I think that's when you start getting those rival games.
KSST Sports.